Welcome to Heart of the Savior Ministries. Dr. John Swanson has blessed our listening audience for the past 6 months with a series we titled Building Biblical End Time Perspective. And in July, we started a second series called Contemporary Eschatology, and we're going on because it's become such a response from our audience that they want to know more now. Instead of finishing this out all the way through December, John, I asked you to come back so that we could do this in the month of September. And with that, he did agree to be our special guest for this entire month of September. So let me introduce you to him again. He is the Executive Director of Endurance Ministries, which addresses current cultural affairs in light of the eschatological end times data in God's precious word. And the ministry takes a thematic approach while at the same time offering chronological insight as explicitly outlined in the Bible. He's authored The Final Trumpet Rapture Gathering, an introduction, which represents one of the fastest growing end time positions today. And you know, he's ministered as an instructor in Bible colleges and seminaries around the world. And I mean, Russia, Moldova, the Philippines, and even here in our own backyard in Gresham, Oregon at Oregon College of Ministry. And that's where I first met him as a professor. Him, the professor, me, a student, and he is available for speaking engagements and presentations, so you can contact him. So, John, welcome back, and thank you for agreeing to come hold this conversation on this important topic, contemporary eschatology, during the month of September. Now, last week, we highlighted the heart of our Savior by your sharing your passion and commitment and calling to speak the truth in love during these times prior to Christ's return. And today, can we emphasize in our program the beauty of God's word concerning accurate predictions which unfold before his son's glorious reappearing?
Oh, by all means.
Okay. Yes. And also, now would be a great time for those listening to grab a pen and paper so you can take notes, especially to record the Bible passages which so relate to life today. Okay, John?
Yes. Leslie, let me do it in this creative way. Did you read a recent blog of ours where we claim that we're batting 1,000? It's the one where we make prophetic appeals against some of the current false predictions as to the timing of the return of Jesus Christ, including this week's failing unbiblical prophecy.
I thought this was about contemporary eschatology and not baseball, John. I'm only joking, but I do so love baseball. I want to go see a Mariners game, but if I'm not mistaken, I think you're referring to your blog, B2417, and that was on your currentmatters.org website, right?
Yes.
It's now archived, however. Mm-hmm. I keep trying to keep up with your blogs as I find it, you know, extremely informative.
And that's the one.
B2417
on our currentmatters.org site. Our claim on this matter of Jesus Christ coming is true, and we continue batting 1,000 and so wish to continue to bat 1,000 in the days to come. By God's mercy and grace, this is possible as we rely on his truths and his truthful predictions concerning the days of the end. So again, for emphasis sake, Leslie, let me ask, how does one know how it is that we are able to do so?
You mean, how is it you're batting 1,000?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. Tell us your secret.
Actually, Leslie, it's the secret's been out of the bag for a long time, and it's even been historically proven.
Now, John, that's some claim. Just how so?
Thousands and thousands of years ago.
Thousands and thousands of years ago.
God's word made clear prophetic predictions concerning the first coming of Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, God with us. All of the first coming predictions were fulfilled.
So how does this relate to your batting 1,000 today, thousands and thousands of years after this fact, of the accurate unfolding of the first coming predictions?
Well, the Word of God has also made many predictions tied to the second coming of our holy Creator and Savior, Jesus Christ. Predictions including the highlighting of signs before our Lord's initial appearing, as outlined in Matthew 24:30 and Revelation 6, verses 14 through 17.
Okay, that's our first reference for those listening, Matthew 24:30 and Revelation 6, verses 14 to 16. So you're saying your secret to prophetic accuracy, that is, your secret to batting 1,000, is not God, that is not your personal opinion, but is the Word of God.
Exactly.
Okay.
In and of myself, John Swanson in the flesh, I couldn't give you future insight any more than Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton could.
Oh, John. I'm sorry. I just had to laugh. This comment kind of took me by surprise, but I'll say amen to that.
Well, see, that's the beauty of God's prophetic ministry, Leslie. God himself, not opinions of man, but our Lord has given explicit details about the days of the end. To all of us, mind you. All of us.
I am so glad to hear this statement, John, that the Bible has given to all of us. You know, as once again I was told in a recent conversation that the Bible was a book of mystery and that only certain people are allowed to receive revelation from it. So what's your part in this prophetic equation, John?
Well, God has given prophetic ministry as defined in his word, not as defined by a particular systematic theology or a denominational opinion.
Okay.
And this prophetic foretelling and forthtelling ministry is given for the purpose of edifying his church. Would to God his church receive it?
Oh, thank you for clarifying that true statement as defined in the Word of God, not as defined by denominational opinion. Mm-hmm. But aren't there many false prophets doing Satan's dirty little work today as well?
Yes, there are. In fact, in sweet fact, that very concern is actually one of the many predictions in the Word, that false Christs and false prophets will speak out in the days of the end and will deceive many.
Okay, so how can one distinguish between the false prophets from God's true ambassadors who faithfully declare his truths concerning end of times details?
Great, great question.
Oh, good.
Well, let me answer by asking a question. What is the number one duty of an ambassador, Leslie?
I knew it. A pop quiz, John.
Yep.
You couldn't get away from it,
could you?
But I do know the answer to this one. It's to properly represent the one who the ambassador is representing.
Yes, so in application to God and ambassadoring on his behalf, if I represent him using his words,
his very words,
in correct context,
okay,
speaking for his counsel as he has given in his written word and as he leads by his Holy Spirit, then I am properly representing him.
Okay, in contrast, if you were speaking your opinions, etc., then you wouldn't be representing him, but would instead be representing yourself and your stuff.
Right.
Okay.
For the sake of emphasizing our point, Leslie, if I accurately proclaim his truths forever settled in heaven, then I am faithfully representing him. If I bring, thus says the Lord, appeals as his Spirit moves in agreement with the full counsel of his word, then I am properly serving as his watchman, as his new covenant prophet, as his ambassador in Christ Jesus, his son.
So back to the issue of your batting 1,000. You're saying that you're doing so by God's grace when you, and any of us for that matter, when we speak his truth, not our opinions.
Yes, yes. So the attention isn't directed to me or to us, but to him and his word.
All right.
As we say all the time in our endurance ministry appeals, what does the word of God actually say? This is how we, and anyone else who is speaking on God's behalf, can bat 1,000. When we rightly herald God's truths, we will not speak errors.
So there are passages in God's word which speak to our days.
There are many.
So folks, you know, we hope you've responded to the request you made earlier in the introduction of this broadcast and that you now have pen and paper in hand, because here we go. So, John, if you would allow me to begin listing pertinent end time passages which relate to events and movements taking place today, here are three huge portions of God's word which speak to contemporary concerns. All right?
Okay.
The whole book of Daniel,
mm-hmm.
Matthew chapters 24 and 25, and the whole book of Revelation.
That's right. And it's interesting to me that we have groups that are loud voices in churches today that are denying these passages are applicable for our days because, for one reason or another, either we won't be here for some of these events or it's already happened. It's interesting that these very truths to help us are being undermined.
That makes my eyes just kind of roll back in my head to hear you say that. It's frightening.
It's a yellow light, but it contributes to the theme of deception, which has been forewarned again accurately in God's Word. And there are many other passages which also inform about current cultural signs taking place today. And by the way, Leslie, these passages also expose the many false appeals running around today in the world and in churches. To view a list of these passages, I mean, we could list them here, but to view a list of these passages, go to blog B2517 at currentmatters.org, where many of these scriptures are given. Simply hover over the weekly blog at the top of the page, then click the drop-down titled Archive Blogs. It's B2517, and it's now posted in the 2017 Archive Blogs.
Well, and don't forget to add to the currentmatters.org, another website which also quotes many of the shorter passages as opposed to simply citing the Bible references, and that's your www.endmin, that's endmin.org, for Thus Says the Lord truths which we can depend on.
And you say that because they're quoting scripture.
Yes.
And it's not through a prophetic grid. It's what the word actually says. So they're quotes. Not the entire books of Daniel and Revelation. Those are too long, copyright issues. But yes, many of these are quoted out. You know, Leslie, just recently my beloved Nancy and I read in our devotionals together the first few Psalms. We just smiled to the Lord together as to the awesome gift He has given us, whereby we are better prepared to live as His lights in these end of days before His Son's glorious appearing. God is so good to us.
All the time, God is good.
Oh, yes, right on. God is good all the time.
So, John, in light of our prophets speaking out today, like the one found in Jeremiah 28.
What a chapter, Leslie. So filled with present-day applications. I'm sorry, the passion just moves me. It includes an exchange of dialogue between two prophets with very different conflicting messages. Amazing chapter indeed. I'm sorry to interrupt.
All I can say is amen.
Okay.
You know, and I always told you that when you were in the studio, you had the mic, so, you know. But in light of other prophets speaking out today, like those who are saying the day of September 23rd will bring huge prophetic fulfillment, some even including the rapture in this event, what's your counsel for us whereby we better discern the message of present-day prophets who claim to speak on God's behalf? You know, testing the spirits because not all are from God?
Well, by way of hinting toward the answer, let me read the passage you just referred to. I believe you just referred to the 1 John 4:1 passage, which says, "Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world." So, Leslie, in light of this hint, let me ask you, how can we test the spirits accurately?
Oh, beloved listeners, it's God's Word, which provides insight and discernment, whereby we are protected as we live in harm's way. Got that? We are protected as we live in harm's way, where many spirits of Antichrist flourish.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah, and you too, Leslie, just modeled our answer. You went on to share insight, which is actually stated in the verses immediately following the 1 John 4:1. Passage.
So cool.
It is so cool. So listening audience, instead of us quoting these verses, that is the verses that follow 1 John 1:4, we're going to ask you to look them up for yourselves and be sitting down when you do, because they're jaw droppers as to the Bible's predictive accuracy concerning our days. Passages written so very long ago.
I'm so glad you referenced that. I have a real thing about when people take passages out of context and use them to make them be what they want. But to have you say, read what follows, you know, you right. need to read before and after the passage to be sure you know what the context is, correct?
Part of the hermeneutical series that we did at
yes.
prior past broadcasts.
Yes.
These are important principles that really help us to accurately handle God's Word. Amen.
I learned something in school. Yay. John, please clarify one point, however. Are you saying that my opinion doesn't matter?
Let's see.
Let's see, answer this well.
With all due respect. That's right. Again, Leslie, great point. If our appeals are founded on God's truths, especially given in His Word, our words of warning are His words of warning, and they matter very much. But yes, Leslie, if you or I speak out based upon our opinions, like Hananiah of Jeremiah 28, then yes, our opinions don't really matter if they are based on our petty human wisdom.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you know what? I'm going to go back to something that I said before. You asked me a pop quiz about what is it the number one duty of an ambassador, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
And the answer is to properly represent the one who the ambassador is representing. So that's mm-hmm. using God's words, right?
Right, and using them properly, too. I mean, a lot of heralds that are in churches today that are speaking partial truths, and you know how darkness uses partial truth, especially if it denies other portions of Scripture.
Yes.
Okay.
So that's why, dear listeners, we feel privileged to be a part of the KPDQ family, the True Talk Radio. And we, by God's mercy and grace, understand and are committed to speaking His truths in love and coming from God's Word and the Spirit of Christ Jesus, who alone is and among worthy of praise.
And it's to Him to which we turn as we bring His message of hope, the hope of eternal life, as we close this program today. Mm.
You know, John, this topic of end times can be very scary for even believers at time. But what about those who haven't come to the saving grace of our Lord Jesus Christ? You know, it must be terrifying for them. And I don't think I can go on without sharing my heart for those who don't know our Lord. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, folks, I'm a sinner. But by the grace of God, I have been and I am seen through Christ's eyes as having value and worthy of forgiveness. And it doesn't mean that I'm perfect by any means. In fact, I fail miserably at times walking out this faith that I hold on to so dearly. But this I know, and I am certain, there is a God who created each of us in His image, and He has loved us from the very beginning of time, before we were even born. He knew we would need a Savior, someone who would lay down their life and carry our sins that we might have a right relationship with Him, Father God, again. Mm-hmm. God loves us so much that He sent His Son. Jesus Christ is that Savior. And when we accept Him in our hearts as the Son of God who laid down His life and rose again for us, and ask forgiveness of our sins, no matter how bad we think they are, they're forgiven as far as the east is from the west. And it's written specifically that way in the Word of God because you cannot get from the east to the west. We are given new life in Christ. We're born again, some say. And I ask you, if you could erase the chalkboard, erase the disc of your past, and be set free to start again, guided by His holy presence in your life, wouldn't you say yes to this gift of grace? I pray you will. It'll make all the difference in the world for you. And secondly, we have the Bible, the Holy Spirit-inspired Word of God that tells the great story of our life from beginning to end. And if you have said yes to Jesus Christ today, find a church body that values and professes the true Word of God above all else, and join them in being discipled, just as Jesus discipled His followers, so that you may walk in freedom to the glory of God the Father, who gives all gifts to those who believe.
Listening audience, folks, eternal existence is a crucial topic which we all need to address. Seekers of truth, please trust in the God of truth by placing your trust in His loving provision for you. Believe in His Son, Jesus Christ. Email us and ask us for a sweet description of the good news found only in God. And to those of you who have already accepted this seed of God's loving message, as our Lord Jesus describes it in Matthew 13, please email us at email@endmin.org and ask for your end time survival kit.
Ooh, I want one of those.
Yeah, I'll send it to you.
Okay.
You know, Leslie, the gospel and discipleship ministry appeals are the meat of His ministry call upon our lives. In this context, I'd like to offer a closing prayer, if I may.
I would love it if you would.
Okay. Father, as Leslie, our sweet sister in Christ, our hope, is active in your kingdom things, I bring this petition before you. Oh, Lord, bless her and keep her. Lord, make your face to shine upon her and be gracious to her. Lift up your countenance upon her and give her your peace, this peace which passes all understanding, as she continues to serve in the context of your eternal covenant work in Christ Jesus, your Son. It's in his name I pray. Amen. Amen.
It is always such a blessing to have someone else pray, you know. So I thank you for that, not only for myself, but for our listening audience. Help me get myself back together here. I kind of got on my soapbox there a bit, but John, I don't want anybody to go away saying they have not heard. Right. I mean, I, like you said, the blood would be on my hands if I did not speak the truth in love to someone so that they would know, you know. Everybody is worth being told. It's up to them to receive.
Right.
And you're not responsible for them accepting or receiving that invitation. But at least they've heard. And right. That's what the word says. Everyone will hear before he returns.
Yes, that's our commission, to go and tell.
Go and tell.
Leaving the results to God as he moves by his Spirit. Yes.
Okay, so now that I've cried and have a Kleenex, I want to personally thank you for giving us so much of your precious time. You know, you have provided us with good, godly wisdom to face these coming days. And for those who would like to know more, you can access Dr. Swanson's website, which has multiple resources, and a blog where he answers questions and concerns sent to him. He also is very open to coming and giving presentations, which are dynamic. You just need to do it. I'm sorry.
Don't forget the third printing of the...
The third printing of the book!
Which is an improved edition. So email us at nmin.org and we'll send you the ordering details. A lot of good, helpful stuff there. Visual aids that have been added. Very insightful to practical living in Christ today.
And better for you to do that through him, through NMIN, instead of going to Amazon, because they have the second edition. And folks, you want that third edition.
Correct.
Believe me.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, John, I love this series, and we just have a couple more to go, and, you know...
So we can't wait for next week.
We can't wait for next week. So what are we going to talk about next week in light of this contemporary eschatology?
Well, to name two things, Leslie, we're going to highlight Aesop's ancient wolf-wolf story, then go on to bring contemporary application tied to that. And then we're also going to address some present-day Hananiah appeals. Anything but tyrannies of the urgent, they are most important and most pertinent for life in our Lord today. So.
All right, and people, have a pen and paper handy so that you can write down the references that you're going to be given, because let me tell you, it's always as if you've been sitting in a class when you're with Dr. John, but I wouldn't have it any other way. So that's a compliment to you, sir.
You're sweet.
Thank you. Well, folks, our time has come to a close today, and we close this program always with, we hope you go away refreshed, restored, and renewed in who you are in Christ Jesus, the love of God the Father, and the power of his Holy Spirit, and that you will make God's word the every breath that you take this week. And we say that because you need to have God's word alive in you, and written on your forehead, written on your hand, which I was never taught to write on my hand because that was bad, but you know what I mean. Yeah. Carry it with you. Speak with it with your children at your tables, with your friends when you are socializing with them. Keep God's word present, the true word of God. Mm-hmm. Oh, so, sir, we'll say this. As always, in his service, the two of us, Reverend Leslie Nelson of Heart of the Savior Ministries and my guest and my special friend and co-laborer for Christ, Dr. John Swanson of Endurance Ministries, thank you for joining us today.